Well, we've got the kickoff underway here, and it is going to sail into the end zone for a touchback. And it'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Your Jay Mullins Jewelry official kickoff time, 7:29. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard. Great quality, great service, great selection. Hey, it's what you expect in the Mullins name now, isn't it? Those jingle bells will be ringing just around the corner as well. Great jewelry, great selection. Jay Mullins Jewelry, West Northfield Boulevard, behind Green Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. And the Smyrna Bulldogs roll it out here for the first play of this game. Joe Shelton working from under center. Two wideouts far side. And now St. Cloud, or make that Thompson, is in motion. The pitch over to him. He gets free. He's going to be at the 25, at the 30, at the 35. Keeps those legs rolling and picks up 15 yards before finally Edwin Locklear made the tackle.
Well, nice opening play for the Bulldogs. They did some shifting in the backfield, and it worked out where he had a lead blocker and a nice hole by the line on the left side, and he's one impressive running back.
First bank, first down for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Ball at the 35-yard line. Shelton from under center. Hand off to DeMario Thompson, and he is smothered under at the line of scrimmage by Austin Barrett. Boy, I tell you, he came in there like a raging bull.
He did, and that's another one of those young linemen we've talked about all year long for Oakland. He's just a sophomore, but he's a big boy, Brian, 6-footer, 286 pounds.
It'll be second down and 10 to go. Sending Wayne Jones wide out, not very wide out, and backfield in the eye. Fullback, tailback. Now Jones is in motion. Fake, rolling out to Shelton. Pass incomplete, and that is through the outstretched arms of Brad Wilson.
Well, I tell you what a well-designed play. They had a receiver that went deep, and that took the defensive back with him, and the other receiver broke out shallow in the flat, and he was wide open, and he may have gone a long ways, John, if he'd have caught that ball. You know, he just got too much on it and off the mark.
Maybe the adrenaline was flowing just a little bit too much for Joe on that pass. He had him open and would have picked up at least a first down, if not more.
Yeah.
And makes it third and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Wayne Jones wide out far side. Malone and Thompson swapping sides. Rolling out, passing across his body, complete the pass to T-Ray Malone. Malone at the 40, 45, breaks the tackle, 50 at the 45, and is going to be wrestled down there in the secondary by Peter Newman.
Man, that was quite a play there, Brian. Very deceptive. He rolled to his right, then whipped around to his left for a screen pass. And a great kickout block by the offensive lineman, the senior, Dexter Hunt. 6'2", 265 pounds. He made that key block to make that such a big gainer.
First bank, first down. Big missed tackle in there. Led to that first down. And the ball is at the 45-yard line. T-Ray Malone running down the sidelines. Big catch for him. On the previous play, from the 45, the pitch out, right side, and it's Thompson. Thompson, 40, down to the 35-yard line. And the catch by Thompson is his 10th of the year, coming into the game, 226 yards and 32.3 per game. That is another first down almost. They're going to measure for it, I do believe. That gives us a chance. D&J Sports reporting MTSU offensive coordinator Willie Simmons has resigned after being arrested for aggravated assault yesterday or earlier this week on Wednesday. Resigned for personal reasons, according to a press release received this evening from Middle Tennessee State University. Arrested for aggravated assault on Wednesday, according to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department intake release report. So that's breaking news that we'll bring to you. D&J Sports working on that story. Not good news for Middle Tennessee. And it's second and short here for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Backfield is in the eye. Shelton working from under center. 71 of 124, 1,029 yards coming into the game. Five interceptions, eight touchdowns, averaging 147 yards per game. He hands off here, coming around near side is Lorenzo Williams. Williams breaks the outside. He's at the 20. He's at the 10 and is going to be out of bounds at the five-yard line. Tackled by Edwin Locklear. I thought he may have broken that last tackle, but Locklear saved a touchdown. And Donnie, it would appear to me that the Bulldogs are effortlessly marching it down the field.
Well, they are indeed. Right now they're clicking on all cylinders, both through the air and on the ground, and that line's doing a good job of blocking, as are the wide receivers. And just a big run there by Lorenzo Williams.
That's a 32-yarder. Wilson and Williams in the eye. Shelton works from under center this time, and the handoff goes in to Williams, and he turns and gets spun back. It'll bring up a second and goal. T.J. Brown wrapping him up.
T.J. Brown on the stop.
Second down, two to go.
Second down and go.
From the two-yard line. Handoff, and it's Mariko, make that DeMario Thompson. DeMario Thompson from 2 yards out scores. A great opening series for the Smyrna Bulldogs ends in a Smyrna TD. Donnie, you just can't get over how easily they marched it down the field.
I mean, just great execution, great blocking, combination of pass and run, and I tell you what, you know, the Bulldogs, like I say, it's a must-win, and they're playing like it's a must-win.
That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Matt Rodell for the extra, and it is up and good. 7-0 your score. 9:04 left in the first. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS. Smyrna takes the early lead. The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany.
They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the Steve Martin Construction time of the drive, 3 minutes 36 seconds on 8 plays. An 80-yard drive for Smyrna. They lead it now over the Oakland Patriots 7-0. And tonight's game brought to you by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
And the kick is in the air by Rodell. It is going to be bobbled by Oakland. Now picked up 10, 15, 20, and a hard hit on Oakland's Devontae Swader on the return.
Tell you what, I think you ran into number 15 there, T.J. Brown. I think he got the hardest hit on the return guy, but they are still going to be, what, right about the 20-yard line, Brian?
20-yard line, and it was Curtis Jones in there on the tackle as well for the Smyrna Bulldogs. 80 yards and eight plays. My goodness.
Hey, very efficient, and they couldn't have gotten off to a better start for the Bulldogs.
Now we'll see what kind of start the Oakland Patriots can get off to with Jihad Lyons, 32 for 62, 408 yards on the season thus far. Best game of his season last week. And it's Chesterfield, I believe, carrying it left side. Scrambles to near the 30, make that 28, an 8-yard pickup. And it was Chesterfield on the carry. Hunt with the tackle for the Bulldogs. 8 minutes, 33 seconds, and rolling here in the first quarter of play. 7-0. in favor of the Bulldogs. This is the first touch of the game for the Oakland Patriots. Locklear, near side receiver, nobody out there to the left. They're moving left to right. Tailback, Chesterfield slips down, and that may have cost him that forward burst of speed, but he does get it to the 30 and gets the first down, so that's really all that matters at this point. But, Donnie, he stumbled coming out of the gates.
He did, and I tell you what, the linebacker, Derek Hendricks, the senior, he was kind of coming around that right end, blitzing and kind of chasing down from behind along with his stumbling around a little bit there.
Check in with Mr. Cleary here in just a second after this play. Get a sideline report. Far side receiver is Locklear. Ball in the middle of the field at the 31-yard line. First and 10 after the first bank first down. Lions hands off to number 5, Trey Swader. Trey Swader. And he is knocked back for a loss. Jacob Calvert with the tackle and downstairs for an Intersource sideline report.
Thank you, Brian. Oakland obviously with the football right now, but how about Smyrna's opening drive? It was picture perfect. They came out with multiple formations and really just drove the ball down the field. It looked really nicely. Also put in, I noticed, a doubles formation like a Georgia Tech style, and with their athletic ability and speed, they can really use that to their advantage tonight. We'll go back up to you all.
Rafferty Cleary with an Intersource sideline report. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Second and 11 with the loss on the play. And back to pass is Jihad Lyons. Let's one fly into double coverage, and it's going to be picked off and then dropped. That was just kind of a lame duck thrown up there, and P.J. Whitaker is saying, I should have had that one.
Yeah, the receiver had the defensive backs beat, but unfortunately the ball didn't have enough steam on it. And number 14, like you say, he turned around, and it was there to make the play, but just dropped it.
Pretty good play by the free safety, too, to kind of come over and cover behind him. Even if he makes the catch, I don't think he's going to go any further than that, but it would have been a big gain.
Right now it makes it third and 11 to go. Ball at the 30-yard line. They need to get it to just across the 40 to keep this drive alive if you're an Oakland Patriot fan. Lyons works from the gun. Two wides near side. That's the wide side of the field. Lyons looking there. Has some protection, then it's broken down, and then he stumbles, and he's going to get sacked in the backfield.
Well, too, well, the defensive, the linebackers and the line for Smyrna have been getting good penetration and keeping the heat on the quarterback for Oakland.
Vincennes in to punt. And I believe that is Whitaker. That's Emmanuel Smith, I think. Deep back. Oh, what a great punt by, a lot of hang time by Vincennes. It is Whitaker. He catches it at the 27-yard line and is going to be wrapped up right there. A 43-yard kick. And on that punt, Donnie, that one had so much hang time, it was allowed the special teams to get down there. That's exactly what you want right there.
Exactly. I tell you what, great hang time, great distance, allowed the coverage team to get down there and prevent any significant yardage being gained.
50-yard punt returned by Eagle to the 1-yard line, then a quarterback sneak on the next play. Eagles lead 28-0 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 28-0 Eagle over Middle Tennessee Christian School, that one in the second quarter of play. We're in the first here, 7-0 Smyrna, and they have the football. Backfield in the eye. One wide out to the far side, that's the right. And Shelton keeps it himself, dives across the 30 to the 31-yard line, and he picks up 2 yards on the play, maybe a yard and a half. Ball is at the 30, and they're only going to give him about a yard on that. Thought he got to the 31, but they mark him back at the 30. So his knee was down at the 30-yard line, I guess, Don.
I guess so. I'm not sure whether that was an intentional quarterback keeper or just a botched handoff.
Dominique Bell is in at receiver, far side. Backfield in the eye. They play over to him. The throw to Bell. Bell breaks the tackle down the sideline, and he gets to the 40, and now the 41 before being pushed out of bounds, and that is at least two big plays. That one goes for 11 yards. The big 32-yarder a minute ago, Donnie, both of those were because of some missed tackles by Oakland.
missed tackles, but I tell you what, he did a nifty little 360 pirouette to avoid that tackler, but that allowed him to make a big game.
First down for the Smyrna Bulldogs. And they are marching the ball down the field just as they did on their first drive. First and 10. Ball at the 39. Big Alex Allen over the football. Ball on the right hash. Moving right to left are the purple and gold. Receiver in motion. That's Wayne Jones. Fakes the handoff. Rolling out. Shelton does that better than anybody. Pitches it over. And it's Thompson who rambles across the 45 to about the 48-yard line before Trayvon Willis made the tackle. And Donnie, we talked about that last night, how hard that is to roll out and then pass across your body after trying to fake one direction and roll out and pass the other, and he does that very well.
He did that very well, and like I say, very impressed with the downfield blocking right now by the Bulldogs. They are staying with their man and allowing extra yardage to be picked up.
Second down and a yard to go. Ball is at the Smyrna 48-yard line. Backfield split. Slot back is going to be Wilson. He's blocking for Thompson. Thompson gets the first down to about the 49.5-yard line before Trayvon Willis made the tackle. Don't think there's any need to measure there. It is a first bank first down for the Smyrna Bulldogs, and they are picking up first downs like their McDonald's French fries. That's five of them.
I had some of those, by the way, on the way home.
Last night?
Last night. I just had the urge for that, and I paid the price for it, of course.
At least it wasn't a rainbow pop. First and 10, ball at midfield on the right hash. Near side receiver is Bell. One over there to the far side. Split back is Williams, and he goes right up the gut, breaks a tackle, 45-40. Gets another block to the 35-yard line and is taken down there. And that's another first bank first down. 16-yard gain to the 34-yard line. And there are some tackles being missed.
Well, I tell you what, they are, but that was just an incredible run. He just exploded through the line and then ran over one guy and then bumped into his own guy, bounced outside, and picked up even more yards.
7-0 Laverne over Siegel in the first quarter of play. 7-0 Laverne leads the Siegel Stars on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First and 10, two wide outs far side. For the Bulldogs, wide side of the field. Back to pass Shelton. Looks across the middle. Pass is there. It's complete. It's to T-Ray Malone. And he is going to score. Touchdown, Bulldogs, from 34.
Hitting right over the middle behind the linebackers. He put those big paws up, brought it down, and rambled in for the touchdown.
Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun on Broad at Medical Center, South Church at Barfield, and here in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun. Rodell for the extra point. 3 minutes, 2 seconds left here in the first quarter of play. For point, Rodell, it is up and it is good. Your new score, 14-0 Bulldogs. Oakland Patriots will have their chance to try to answer and climb back in this one when we come back.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2 for 1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, Wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna scores again. A 34-yard touchdown pass from Joe Shelton to T-Ray Malone. Good for a 14-0 lead. That's your Steve Martin Construction time of the drive. Six plays, 3 minutes, 11 seconds, 72 yards on that drive. And if you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction at 904-9639. 14-0, Smyrna leads it. Here's Brian.
Another pick six for the Eagleville Eagles. Make that plus 21 in the turnover department. They lead Middle Tennessee Christian School 35-0 now. Kickoff and being returned here by the Oakland Patriots. It's Andre Chesterfield. Chesterfield is going to be stopped at the 29-yard line. Let's get an Intersource sideline report downstairs. Rafferty Cleary roaming the sidelines.
Thank you, Brian. Such a nice play from Joe Shelton. The T-Ray Malone earlier, they blitzed the linebacker off the end. T-Ray saw it, got into space, and Joe Shelton just made a nice pass and got him into the end zone. Stop here for Smyrna would be huge to get their offense back on the field. Back up to you all.
All right. By the way, Willie Cowan scored that touchdown for Laverne with 3:13 left in the first. To give you a little extra information, all this tweet and retweet information coming in. Appreciate that. Bouncing it outside. Nice run for Fredarius Wade. And Fred's going to get to the sticks and be out of bounds right around the 34-35-yard line. Oakland really needs to get something going, Donnie. Kind of settle down. Don't let this get under your skin and play some football.
Yeah, they do. They need to get a sustained drive, pick up some first downs, and hopefully get a touchdown. And don't let this thing get away from them, because right now Smyrna is very impressive on offense. What, two possessions, two drives, two touchdowns?
Two drives, two touchdowns. Now it's a first bank first down for the Oakland Patriots. Handoff goes to Chesterfield, and not a whole lot there for him. Maybe even lost a yard. Great defensive line surge. And I believe that may have been Denzel Martin running the ball. No, that was Swader. Sorry. Deshaun Williams on the tackle.
Yeah, they haven't been able to do anything right up the middle. Their only success has been trying to bounce it outside, but tough going up the middle.
Second down, and it is a loss of a yard. Second and 11. Lions gives the ball up to Fred Wade. Wade tries to keep those legs churning and does to the 37-yard line. Only a 3-yard gain on the second and 11. Dexter Hunt made the tackle for the Bulldogs. So third down and long. Going to be about third and 8. And the Patriots were right in this same situation the last drive, Donnie. They got into a third and long situation after picking up a first down and did not convert and had to punt right about where we are. Far side receiver Locklear. Another one out there, that's Amonte Rhodes. Backfield in the eye. Fakes the handoff, and now Jihad Lyons rolls out. Far side, the catch is made to the sticks. And then hit is Amonte Rhodes, but he picks up the first bank. First down, big play before C.J. Biggs made the tackle.
Well, that was a critical first down, and I tell you what, Biggs sure lowered the boom on him, but not before he picked up enough for the first down.
First bank, first down, moves the sticks or no? They're going to say fourth and one.
Well, I could have sworn he'd gotten the first down.
I think he did. I know he did. Because I saw him step over the 45 before he got hit and knocked back to the 44. I mean, I watched him go past the sticks when he caught the ball. Oakland going to go for it here on fourth and one. Jihad Lyons, backfield is split. Hand off Chesterfield, easily got it this time. 50, 45, and in Smyrna territory for the first time tonight are the Oakland Patriots. A big first bank. First down for the Pats. P.J. Whitaker made the tackle, but not before a 10-yard gain and a first down. That's what the doctor ordered for the Pats. Ball on the left hash. They're moving left to right as we see it. Lone back is Chesterfield. No receivers. Pushing the line left side. He finds a hole, finds a crease, and going to dance to the 40 before being pushed back. We'll see where they spot it. It'll be second down, Don.
It is going to be second down, and give credit to the Oakland offensive line. They were having some difficulties early, but they've been creating some seams for the Patriot running backs there up the middle here in these in this possession. We've got a guy injured, it looks like, down there, Brian.
It's an injured Bulldog, and we don't know who that is. So is Dr. Timothy Steinagle takes care of that from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. We will step aside for an injury timeout with 29 seconds left in the first quarter of play. 14-0 in favor of the Bulldogs, and he's up. And we'll just cancel that timeout there and keep it right here. And that injured Bulldog, number 21, DeMarcus St. Cloud, and so that would be a tough young man to lose for the Smyrna Bulldogs, and he's trying to work it out. Looks like a little swim move there coming off.
Yeah, he's trying to keep that weight off those legs. But I tell you what, St. Cloud, he's a senior, and he's a great running back and a linebacker. And that would be a big loss if he weren't able to return.
He looks like he's going to be okay. A little gimpy, but they let him walk off. You know, the best way to cure somebody on the field is to call for a timeout. It usually works every time.
Yeah, really.
Second and five. Ball at the 40 on the left hash. Backfield in the eye. And this time going left side is Fredarius Wade. Wade 40. He's at the 35, at the 30, and going to be down at the 27-yard line. 17-yard scamper for him, and it's a first bank first down. Fred Wade has really been carrying the mail on this drive for the Pats.
Yeah, he's got 27 yards now on a couple of carries, and just exploding through the line. But once again, the Oakland line, they're creating some holes.
And that's the end of the first quarter of play with the Bulldogs leading 14-0, but Oakland will have it first and 10 from the Bulldog 27 when we come back.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main. Right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. And tonight's game brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeve Sane Drugstore. Eagleville all over MTCS right now, 35-0. Laverne over Siegel, 7-0. And here it's 14-0 Smyrna over Oakland. But Oakland's driving, Brian.
Patriots have it, first and 10. From the Bulldog 27, they're moving right to left as we see it now. And the handoff is to Fred Wade. Fred Wade bounces it outside 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5, stretches at the pylons. Touchdown, Patriots from 27.
Man, a huge hole on that right side. And Jeff Benson, the big sophomore guard, led the way. Big touchdown there for the Patriots there, Brian.
Well, the Pats needed that in the worst way. That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Open late tonight after the game for some great wings, burgers, whatever you'd like. I like their grilled chicken salad. You got a little bit of everything. Your pick of the garden. Vincennes on the attempt the PAT. It is up, and it screams through the uprights and is good. 14-7, your new score, just underway in the second quarter of play on State Farm Prep Football.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the kickoff by Vincennes. It'll be taken from the 1-yard line by Thompson. 10, 15, 20, and that's where he's going to stop. Where he will be taken down to the takedown, by the way, by Willis for the Oakland Patriots. For an Intersource sideline reports, let's go down to Rafferty Cleary.
Well, thank you, Brian. As Smyrna makes the way back onto the football field, Oakland did a good job running the football on their last drive. They gave it to three different backs, which maybe caused a little bit of confusion for Smyrna. I noticed that the safety got sucked in on that play, didn't come up to make the play it was supposed to. We'll throw it back up to you all.
All right, Rafferty Cleary downstairs. A lot of folks listening in on the WGNS iPhone or Android app. Stuart Montgomery listening in, headed out of town to the game here, far and wide. Handoff and going in to the house, I believe, is Wilson. Can they catch him from behind? Wilson is going to take it all the way, 80 yards. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
My gosh, just a quick hitter right up the middle, and he went the full distance for the touchdown, Brian.
Quick hitter is right. He turned on the jets and found pay dirt for the Toots touchdown. Well, that's called an answer, I believe, isn't it?
Boy, you get that right.
Coming in is Rodell for the PAT. Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun on Broad at Medical Center, South Church at Barfield Crescent in Smyrna. On Sam Ridley Parkway.
Brian, that's Steve Martin Construction. Time of the drive, 20 seconds, one play.
80 yards. Big play. Rodell for point. Snap, set, kick. It is up, and it is good. And your new score, 21-7. Bulldogs back up by two touchdowns on State Farm Prep Football.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're talking with Dave Kivanimi.
We've got a fantastic selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, just about anything you can think of in the music instrument family.
We've doubled the size.
We've got as good or better price as some of the internet stores, and these are instruments that you can pick up and play and really get the feel for, which you can't do if you mail order a product.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course on South Church Street.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you tonight by Prentice Also Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor Sinette P., and Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, and also Steve Martin Construction. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams. 904-9639.
Kickoff is going to be a whistle dead. There is an infraction on the field. Donnie, it's offsides against the Bulldogs. So many times, Donnie, after a big play, if you don't get an answer, you can either be shell-shocked or don't let it affect you. And if it, you know, Oakland has to just shake that one off and let it go.
Yeah, they do. They had just scored on a nice long drive and opened up some good holes, and then boom, just like that on the opening play, the Bulldogs have a quick hit and 80-yard touchdown run. So it'll be interesting to see how the Patriots respond to that last touchdown.
That was the fifth carry for Brad Wilson.
Is that right?
Fifth carry. He's got a pretty good average going.
I'd say so. Fifth carry and goes 80 yards. I think
he's got five carries, 93 yards on the year.
Jeff Shipley helping us out with it
tonight.
Yep.
And that was a penalty, by the way. You're not missing any action. Penalty against the Bulldogs. Backs them up a little bit. Returnable for Chesterfield from the five for the Pats. 10, 15, 20, 25. And Smyrna lowers the boom at the 30.
Well, I tell you what, we talked about some hard hitting taking place, and it certainly did. That time, number 21 knocked the helmet off of number 25 there. The Smyrna guy hit his own guy, but I tell you what, some ferocious licks.
Curtis Jones.
Well, some guy hit somebody. Sorry, Brian. Guy hit some guy.
You got that right.
It was fast, wasn't it?
Man, that helmet just went flying off.
Wow.
But fortunately, no one's injured. It doesn't appear.
Those Smyrna boys know how to hit now.
Sure do.
70 yards to go for the Patriots now. First and 10 from the 30. Ball here on the near hash. Fake. And rolling out far side is Lyons. Finds his intended receiver who made a great catch. And that was Oakland's T.J. Brown.
Join us for the Prentice House of Pegan Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Don't forget to tune in. And Brian, you're up first in the morning.
Talking some Riverdale football first up. Riverdale, Smyrna, Blackman, Siegel, Oakland, Eagleville, Laverne, followed by Cougar Corner all tomorrow morning. Lions, wow, what a booming hit on Fred Wade. Fred had no chance as Cruz Blanke just lowered the hammer.
Well, Cruz, he got penetration and just flattened him. He's 6'2", 300-pound senior defensive lineman. That's about as good as it gets.
I think that's
looked like he went in there untouched, didn't he?
I think so.
A missed blocking assignment, whether he just shot the gap or what, but, man, he just flattened Wade.
Well, you show that film and say this is what you get for hard hitting. This
exactly.
That makes it a hard hitting game. Third down, and with the loss back to 7, a 2-yard loss. Now rolling out right at the sticks is a quarterback keeper by Jahad Lyons, and I don't think he saw his receiver downfield, Amonte Rhodes, and Rhodes ran a good route and finally beat his defender, but Lyons couldn't find him, and it brings up fourth down.
Yeah, he rolled out to his right and just really didn't look up to find the receiver, because that's easy for us to say up here in the booth.
Yeah, really.
You don't have anybody chasing you. But, Smyrna defense holds.
Fourth down. And Vancenis to punt. They bring the rush. He gets off a high punt, and they're lucky there's not a roughing the kicker. And it's fair caught by P.J. Whitaker at the 31-yard line. Downstairs for an Intersource sideline report, and Mr. Rafferty Cleary.
Thank you, Brian. Well, Smyrna's coaching staff obviously preaching a good game plan defensively, and that's physicality. We haven't gone, I don't think, a play yet without seeing just a demolishing hit by Smyrna on defense. Even offensively, DeMario Thompson's hitting the holes and making some good collisions. So it's making for a fun game with all this physicality on defense.
On our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, an update at halftime, Eagleville leading Middle Tennessee Christian School 48-0.
45-yard touchdown run made it 42-0. So then they tacked on another one. Tay Martin picks off a pass in the game, picks off a Laverne pass from Bills. and they have the ball at the 11, so they're in the red zone.
Brian, that was Trey Malone shaking up, but he comes jogging off the field. Looks like he's going to be okay, maybe a few butterflies, and hopefully that's all.
An update on that Siegel-Laverne game. They're now tied at 7 apiece, 5:41 left in the second quarter. Denzel Harding with a one-yard run after the pick. That on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 21-7 here. Bulldogs lead. They have the football, first and 10 from the 31. Shelton's going to keep it himself and dive to the 31-yard line. So got back to the line of scrimmage. They may give him another yard, but I don't think so. 1 yard, second down. Second down for the purple and gold. Getting the signs from the sidelines. And the Bulldogs break the huddle here. Two wide left, one here to the near side. Backfield in the eye. Whitaker's man in motion. Handoff right up the middle is Thompson. Thompson going to be upended at the 35. No, keeps it going to the 40. And it's going to bring up a third and short. Thompson with a nice run before Andre Chesterfield laid the hit.
A little misdirection play, and the guard pulled. And I tell you what, opened up a nice hole, and he's a hard running back.
Third down and a yard. Smyrna to the line quickly. Hard count. Now they look back over to the sidelines. And Smyrna calls a timeout. Smyrna timeout. We'll take one as well. 21-7 your score. Third and one coming back for the Bulldogs when we return on State Farm Prep Football.
First to help folks meet their dreams. At home or business, so many things. It's more than great. Consumer ranking, there's a name for it, First Banking. Come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend, First Banking.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
On the third and one, penalty flags fly, and a procedure penalty called against the Bulldogs. That's going to back them up on third and one. And I saw from the Oakland sideline, they're going to decline the penalty, and it'll bring up fourth down. So I guess you have to pick your poison. You either give them the down again and back them up, making it third and six or fourth and one, and it looks like Smyrna is going to play it safe here and punt it away. Burkett is in to punt. Burkett is averaging 33.9 per punt on 26 punts this year, his first one of the night. Snap, back, low screaming punt, is going to roll to the 26-yard line before being picked up there, no return, and a punt of 39 yards.
You know, Brian, they're going to make sure their punter is well protected because guess who they have back deep? The last guy between the punter and anybody trying to get to him is big number 77, Chris Blankey, the 300-pounder. If you want to get to the punter, you've got to get through him first.
I don't think you can go around him very easily either.
Yeah, really. By the time you go around him, the punter will be, you know, already kicked.
Can't go through him, can't go around him. Two wideouts far side for the Patriots. Well, Darius Gaines and Amonte Rhodes out there. Backfield in the eye. Fred Wade trying to find some room. Now finds a crease and going to carry it up to the 29-yard line before Epps made the tackle. It'll be third down. Make that second down and eight. Pretty good crowd here tonight to watch this game. Smyrna fans packing it in. Oakland has that side full, plus some.
It's a great night, isn't it?
It is a really very pleasant night in the 60s, upper 60s for the temperature at game time. Rhodes and Gaines near side. Receivers out here to the wide side of the field as they move right to left. Wade going to get it again. No, that's Swader. And Swader takes it to the 35-yard line, and it brings up a third and short. They needed to get to about the 37.5. So third and short facing the Oakland Patriots. And one thing Oakland is doing, Donnie, is they're bringing in a lot of personnel. They're swapping three and four players every play.
Yeah, we talked about that recently in their last game. And they're deep and young, and they can keep rotating guys in there, and that can take its toll on the opposition in the fourth quarter.
Chesterfield is the lone back. They do have a man in the slot. Chesterfield not going to get much, but now that second effort may make it a little closer.
Looks like they're going to call him down, Brian, despite that second effort.
I think his knee probably was down. They're going to mark it at the 35, between the 35 and 36, so it's fourth and about a half a yard. So Jihad Lyons walks over to the Oakland sidelines, and they're going to bring in the punt team. Vancenas coming in to punt. P.J. Whitaker drops back deep. So the punt from Vancenas for the Oakland Pats. And it's a fake. Chesterfield right to him, and he is going to be stopped, I think.
Well, that's going to be close, Brian.
He's getting a pretty good mark. I know that.
He is getting a good mark.
They did give him a good mark, but it's the official picked it up. First down. They say first down.
I think that second effort must have gotten the first down for him because they had him stopped short, but he kept chugging it out.
Well, that's a big first bank first down. Gutsy play by Thomas McDaniel. And keeps this drive alive for the Oakland Patriots. Backfield in the eye. Pats trail by 14. Smyrna leads by 14. Either way you want to look at it. Fred Wade trying to run right side. Body's flying everywhere and keeps those legs going to the 40. Whistles and flags late. Don't know if there was a late hit or not.
Well, this is, we know we talked about it pregame, an extremely physical, hard-hitting game.
Well, I think that's evident with what we're seeing here tonight, with both lines playing very well. It is going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, or personal foul against the Bulldogs, and that's going to give Oakland another 15 yards. A little late skirmish there toward the end of that play. Downstairs, Rafferty Cleary with an intersource sideline report.
Good little play call there to fake punt it by Coach McDaniels of Oakland. We haven't seen Oakland open up the passing game yet as we did against Ravenwood last week. The Smyrna defense is a little bit better, but I think they may need to start passing if they want to get in the end zone here. Back up to you all.
One receiver, and he is way out here, Amonte Rhodes, and the ball comes loose. Ball fumbled, and I think it's all purple and gold on it, and it is. That ball just popped out loose, and coming away with it is Smyrna's T-Ray Malone.
Man, I tell you what, they get that personal foul, moving the ball down the field, and convert on the fake punt, and then they have a crucial turnover like that to stall the drive.
That turnover at the 4:01 mark. Out of the second quarter. So it's first and 10 Bulldogs now. And they have pretty decent field position at the 47-yard line, their own 47.
Somebody sure unloaded on him, I tell you, when he got across the line of scrimmage.
That ball was airborne for just a second. Shelton sending Thompson in motion. There are flags. He's going to get the handoff. Goes far side for a couple of yards, but this may be coming back. Procedure penalty, maybe.
Tune in each Friday night at 5:45 for Murphy's Matchups with Murphy Fair, followed by Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder pregame show at 6.
It is indeed a procedure penalty against the Bulldogs. That'll back them up 5. It'll be 1st and 15. Well, I was going to say just prior to that last flag or the flag before that it's been a fairly penalty-free game, but had back-to-back ones here. 3:50 and counting left here in the first half. Bulldogs lead it 21-7 over the Oakland Patriots. Shelton works from under center this time. And the handoff goes to Williams. Lorenzo Williams turns, spins his way across the 45 to about the 47-yard line before Trayvon Willis made the tackle for Oakland. Picked up 5-6 yards. Well, maybe 6.5. It'll be 2nd down. And close to 8 yards to go.
He's got 57 yards on 4 carries, so a very productive night for Lorenzo as well.
Brandon Hathaway in as a receiver on the far side. I believe that's Wayne Jones, near side receiver. Pitch back to Williams. Williams going to be stymied here trying to get the edge. He's going to be taken down right at the 49-yard line. They're going to give him a yard. It'll bring down a 3rd and long, and it was Tadarius Benford who made the tackle for Oakland High School.
Man, it's great pursuit that time by the Patriot defense. They had 3 or 4 guys swarming to the ball and kept it a short game.
We talked about it last night. It's hard on any team in this district to try to get the edge, try to run around the edge, and they teams are really good at stringing you out. Oakland is equally as good. 3rd and 7. Back to pass Shelton. Quick hitter across the middle. It's going to be caught by T-Ray Malone. Ball loose. Oakland has it. Patriots pick up the fumble, and who is that Oakland Patriot? It is Edwin Locklear.
Boy, I tell you what, just a hot pass right off the line of scrimmage to Malone, and he got the ball, took a hit, spun around, and as often is the case, when you spin around for that extra yard, the ball came flying out, and the Oakland guy, Locklear, pounced on it.
Well, that gives Oakland new life here, and with 2:14 on the clock, Donnie, if you're Oakland, you're thinking, try to get this thing in. You're going to get the ball to start the second half. Could change the whole tide of this game.
It really could. This is a huge drive here to wind up the first half for the Patriots.
Jihad Lyons lines him up in the eye. T.J. Brown at fullback. Tailback is Wade. Lyons, pump fake. Going long, going deep, and a lot of Bulldogs there. Incomplete to Edwin Locklear. Double coverage on the lone receiver, Locklear.
Yeah, they had, double coverage. Nothing you could do about that. The ball was overthrown, but great secondary play there by the Bulldogs.
Brings up 2nd and 10.
You're right, Brian. They're bringing in 3 or 4 or 5 guys, seems like about every other play.
Well, they're 5-6 that just went off that time. Lyons working from the gun this time. It's going to be Chesterfield, slot back, and 3 wides to the far side. Chesterfield comes to the near side now. Going to block, weak side protection, but in trouble is Lyons, and he is sacked. That weak side protection didn't help.
Well, Curtis Jones, the defensive end, he was the first one to get to Lyons, and he just had no chance. Smart move, though. Just hold on to the ball, take the sack. Don't turn it over.
He took the sack, but he took a big loss. And Smyrna takes a timeout with 1:42, trying to conserve the clock. So we'll step aside as well. 3rd and 23 for the Pats when we come back on State Farm Prep Football.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Ned can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time. And I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes. They're just after your square slices, man. Ned, stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pete's obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent and on Memorial.
Sir Pete's, you made me love pizza again.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Ida's Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Palaio's Grill on Bronze Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, Jones Car Wash, Donnie Johnson. The latest Prep Sports information can be found online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com. And coming up in the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. And speaking of Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, 7-7, Laverne and Siegel in the second. Eagleville at half leads Middle Tennessee Christian 48-0. And, of course, yesterday or last night, Riverdale defeated Blackman 28-21.
That game just before half, Laverne Siegel. There are penalty flags with a minute. Well, they never started the clock. And it is going to be a procedure penalty against the Patriots, another 5 yards, so third and 27. So that takes Oakland back to the 19-yard line. They need to get it up to the 44-yard line for a first down. Lions has receivers everywhere. Quick dump out here near side and over through Chesterfield, and he may have had something on the with the speed he has there on the near side down the sidelines, but you got to get the ball to him first.
Yeah, just let him a little too much. Fell incomplete, but like, you're right, Brian. He has some room down the left sideline if he could have caught the ball in stride. But they're going to have to punt, and Smyrna is going to get the ball back. You would think in pretty good field position with about a minute something to go.
Well, it's P.J. Whitaker back at the 45. They bring some heat again. High, booming kick for Vincennes. Fair catch called for. Dangerous fair catch, but it was by DeMario Thompson, and a 41-yard punt. I really like the hang time Vincennes is getting on those punts tonight.
Great hang time, and that was a dangerous play. He just threw his hand up there at the very last second to call the fair catch, and made the catch. That's the main thing.
The key to that, though, when you punt like that and you've got a hang time like that, there's no return and you can't get hurt that way.
Yeah.
Very important considering there was only a minute left in this first half.
So the Bulldogs will have 52 yards to go in a minute 27. Remember, they scored in 20 seconds on an 80-yard strike right across the middle for one of their touchdowns tonight. Two wides near side, one to the far side. Handoff is to DeMario Thompson. Thompson keeps him rolling down to the Oakland 47-yard line before Michael Smith made the tackle. Clock still moving at a minute 15. And we've got an injured Patriot on the field. It's Edwin Locklear. Downstairs for an Edersource sideline report with Rafferty Cleary.
Well, thank you, Brian. Not sure what's wrong with Edwin Locklear here. It looks like he's grabbing maybe his knee or something like that. Hopefully he'll be all right. Look for Smyrna to drive the ball down here, maybe get a field goal or something in this last minute and 11. Be nice to go in up 24 or even another score added on to make it even bigger margin. Back to you all.
Well, you got a point there. Getting in field goal range is obviously something they could do, picking up a couple of first downs here, and plenty of time to do that, if not more. Oakland defense is wanting no part of that, however. Locklear gets off the field. And second and three after the 7 yard gain by Thompson. Shelton back to pass. Zips one across the middle. It's going to be complete to Hathaway. Hathaway at the 30 will not go down. Refuses to go down to the 28 yard line. He had three Oakland Patriots hanging all over him.
Well, great job there by Shelton to hit him cutting across the middle on a slant. And Hathaway, same thing as last time, spinning around, but this time he held on to the ball.
First bank, first down for the Bulldogs. First and 10 from the Oakland 27. Shelton with some time. Pass across the middle. Hathaway there. Catch. And down at the 16-yard line, probably 17-yard line.
Just a quick hit and slant pass right across the middle. That's been effective all night long.
Another first down. Stops the clock to set the chains, and now it's rolling again, and spike of the ball is Shelton to stop the clock. So they have it second and 10 from the Oakland 17 with 38 seconds to go. Slow start for the Oakland Patriots. They have less than 100 yards of total offense in this first half, Donnie. They have just not gotten off of the snide.
Yeah, it's just been a tough first half for the Patriots, and the Bulldogs, for the most part, have been very impressive.
Shelton works from under center. Three wides near side, one to the far side. Zipping it across the middle again, incomplete. Or did he make the catch? He did make the catch. DeMario Thompson comes up, catches it on the belly, and makes the roll for the first down. It's first and goal, Bulldogs. Got it down to the two.
Unbelievable. I thought number 34 had knocked it down or intercepted it, but Thompson called it.
15-yard strike. And it's first and goal from the two. Coming near side, Thompson, and Thompson's in. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Man, what an impressive drive by the Bulldogs, Brian, to wrap up the first half, scoring a touchdown to increase that margin.
Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. 35-cent wing Mondays, that $3.99 half-pound burger and fries every Tuesday at Toots. Good food and fun. PAT coming up for Rodell. Well, it looks like Burkett is in now for Rodell. Marshall Burkett. Snap, set, the kick is up. The kick is good. Your new score, 28-7. Bulldogs over the Oakland Patriots with 21 and a half seconds left in the first half of play. Back after this.
Hello, friends. Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Friends, let me speak to you just a moment about the numerous ways we can help you with your funeral needs. Here at Jennings and Ayers, we offer full-service funerals, full-service cremations, and direct cremations. It's our desire to provide for you a service that fits your needs. When tragedy strikes, we know at Jennings and Ayers that you have a choice of funeral providers, and we want to thank you for placing your trust in our family to serve the needs of your family.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Save the annuity way. With Auto Owners Insurance, we can show you a safe and systematic way to save. Auto Owners no-load tax-deferred annuities credit high-interest earnings to your savings program, and all Auto Owners investments are of the highest quality. Call us today and start saving the annuity way with Auto Owners Insurance, or come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Here's the Burkett kickoff, and Oakland is going to take it from the one-yard line. And it's Swader, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, bounces it outside, 50, 40, missed the tackle, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Patriots, 99, big ones.
Man, right, a run by Swader. He popped it up the middle, then bounced outside and just outran everybody for the touchdown.
Wow. What do you say? Wow.
Shazam.
Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun with another Toots touchdown. The Oakland Patriots trying to claw their way back into this one. Vancenis with the extra point. Been the big play Pats tonight with that 99-yarder. Snap, set, kick is up, and the kick is good. 28-14 with 5.6 left. We'll be back with State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you by Thompson Services, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Kickoff to Lorenzo Williams with 5.6. Williams, 10, 15, 20, and going to be upended at the 22-yard line. And that is going to be the end of what has been an exciting big play, big hitting first half of action in District 7 AAA football on a Friday night. The Oakland Patriots trail the Smyrna Bulldogs 28-14. And Donnie, just a word about that big play, that 99-yard return for the score. Oakland is going to get the ball in the second half, and just like we said before, you know, if they can do something with that, we've got us a new ball game.
Well, yeah, that's just that could be just a dramatic turn in the in events there if they get the ball back and can get some more points on the board to start out the second half. But somebody obviously he got outside of the containment and he popped through some tackles and outran anyone else that had a chance. But big touchdown there for the Patriots to ease back into this game.
Speaking of having someone back, John Dinkins is back to host the IDST's Halftime Report, and we'll get to that with Donnie Johnson and Rafferty Cleary joining him when we return to the Dog Pound, Robert L. Rake Stadium, Smyrna High School. Your score at half, 28-14. Bulldogs lead the Pats.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Toots, good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurant, and wanted to announce that oysters are back. They're fresh, delicious, better than they've ever been, and we're serving them three ways down here at Toots. You can get them on the half shell, you can get them steamed, and our favorite, fried oysters.
Toots, good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun restaurants, now on South Church Street, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Hey, Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to Intersource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name Intersource.
Hence. Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric, having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing,
or just in need of some extra space? Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
The nip in the air, the turning of the leaves. Yes, fall is here, and Martin's Home and Garden on Broad has everything you need for fall displays. From corn stalks, straw bales, pumpkins, and gourds, you won't find a greater selection than at locally owned Martin's Home and Garden. Brighten up your fall flower beds with beautiful pansies and mums. And it wouldn't be fall without fresh homegrown apples and homemade apple cider from Martin's.
This is Lester Martin. Come by Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
This is Primetime Sports. WGNS Murfreesboro on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always at the game. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join Brian, John, and Donnie.
Hey, we're back. Wow. The off-air banter is just unbelievable sometimes. Don?
John?
Smyrna leading 28-14 here at half on our Ideas Tees Halftime Show. And we are just at a point where Oakland, as Brian mentioned, is going to get the ball back. And they've kind of made a game of it here with that 99-yard return on the TD.
Well, they really did. That was crucial. And it'll be interesting to see how they do on their opening drive, because they do get the ball back. But, yeah, down 28-7, and to score right there at the end of the first half was huge.
John Dinkins along with Rafferty Clary, Donnie Johnson here on the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Ideas Tees is the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the Blue Raiders and TSSAA. From high school, middle school, church, and civic organizations, Ideas Tees can print your logo on just about anything, with screen printing to embroidery and more. Need a great idea for fundraising? Ideas Tees can help with that as well. You can visit their website, ideastees.com, and you can look up MTSU shirts, hats, and everything blue and white by visiting mtsutees.com, the official operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're located at 910 Risley Road between Chewy's and Chili's, right behind them. They're also on the MTSU campus of the football stadium. Ideas Tees, proud to bring you tonight's halftime report and the Monday primetime sports scene on WGNS Sports. And Rafferty joins me as well, and some awfully hard hitting tonight, similar to the last time we were in Smyrna.
Yeah, and that's what you expect, like you just said. When you're covering a Smyrna football game, they play so physical, and they're always flying to the ball. And on first contact, you're usually going to get a powerful hit. And once the other 10 men get there, it brings them down pretty easily. But Smyrna has played, I think tonight's actually the most physical they played all year. And we covered a lot of hard-hitting games in Smyrna this year.
And, Donnie, this is a must-win for Smyrna. Let's face it. They really need to win out the rest of the way, and this would be a big win for them if they can hang on.
It is, and they came out from the get-go playing as if it was a must-win situation, just clicking on all cylinders, great balance with the run and the pass, and like Raph was saying, just some incredible hard-hitting defense and on offense, like you said, the running backs, they lowered their shoulders and literally ran over some guys and breaking tackles. And there's just a very physical team, as are all the teams in our league. But Smyrna, like you say, it's a must win, and looks like they're determined to try to get that win.
You have the offensive stats tonight, brought to you by Winners Trophies, AZ Sporting Goods, and Sunette P at Bob Parks Realty.
Okay, thanks, John. For the Oakland first half, kind of anemic. Of course, they had that touchdown return, which added to their offense. Chesterfield, 5 carries, 25 yards. Lions, he has some sacks, minus 9 on 3 carries. The leading rusher for the Patriots, Fidarius Wade, 42 yards on 7 carries. And Trey Swader, 10 yards, 3 carries. Lions was only 1 of 4 for 5 yards. 68 on the ground, 5 in the air, 73 total yards for the Patriots. In that first half, of course, that doesn't count the kickoff return of 99 yards. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, pretty impressive first half. Joe Shelton, 2 yards on 2 carries. DeMario Thompson, he had 34 yards on 7 carries. Lorenzo Williams, a good first half, 58 on 5. And Brad Wilson, he had that 80-yarder right up the middle there for that touchdown on 1 carry. So on the ground, they had 15 rushes for 176 yards. Joe Shelton, a very efficient first half. He was 7 of 8 for 101 yards. So all told, 176 on the ground, 101 through the air, 277 first half yardage for the Bulldogs, John.
All right, Donnie, we turn now to Rafferty with the defensive stats for the first half. And again, Edwin Locklear and T-Ray Malone and some other guys have really put on a show tonight.
Yeah, they have. Smyrna's made a couple mistakes defensively, though. You know, their safeties have gotten caught up in some traffic when they run in the, when Oakland's running the football, and that's where that first touchdown came for Oakland. The safeties really got caught up in a mess for Smyrna, but they played, you know, already mentioned, physical and decent enough thus far in the first half, and we'll jump right into it. We'll start with Oakland's defensive statistics tonight. Locklear has 3 tackles. That's Edwin Locklear. T.J. Brown has a tackle. Peter Newman with 1. Trayvon Willis has 4. He's the tackling leader. Austin Barrett and Michael Smith also have a tackle for the Patriots. And for the Smyrna Bulldogs, T-Ray Malone has 2 tackles and a fumble recovery. Curtis Jones has 2 tackles. C.J. Biggs has a tackle. Jacob Calvert with 1. Deshaun Williams has a tackle. Dexter Hunt and Cruz Blanc also have a tackle for the Smyrna Bulldogs.
All right, Rafferty, those stats brought to you by Sunet P of Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophy. Quickly, last both of you, Donnie, what have the Oakland got to do to get back in this one?
Well, they've got to get things clicking on offense. The Bulldog defense has done a good job of shutting them down, and they want to avoid those turnovers. And, you know, in their defense, they've got to find a way to stop the Bulldogs. They've just been able to really churn up the yardage and get 28 points on the board. So you would think Smyrna, keep on keeping on and avoid turnovers and mistakes. And the Patriots have got to find a way to get some more points on the board.
Rafferty, on the other hand, Smyrna up 28-14. Their second half strategy.
Well, they got to come out and make a stop right here. Giving up that touchdown run or the kickoff return was terrible. Now, I'm sure they're getting lit up in the locker room right now because of that. And it's uncalled for, really, for a football team. But they've got to come out, make a stop, and then get the ball back and continue what they've been doing on offense.
All right, Rafferty, we'll see you back here at the end of the ball game, and look forward to your reports on the field in the second half. Time now for a TOA highlight. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance wants to salute second seed Siegel, who upended regular season 7 AAA champion Riverdale 3-1 in volleyball Wednesday night at Blackman, winning 25-17, 25-19, 20-25, and 25-22 to win the District 7 AAA title. Siegel, now 31-16, will play the District 8 AAA runner-up at 4 p.m. Tuesday at Siegel in the Region 4 AAA tournament. Riverdale, 39-14, will play the District 8 AAA champion at 5:30 p.m. The 2 region semifinal winners will then play at 7 in the region championship. Both region finalists qualify for a Class AAA sectional. So congratulations to the Siegel volleyball team, district champions from TOA. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is here for you online at TOA.com. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here on our Ideas Teased Halftime Show. Last night, Riverdale defeated Blackman to remain undefeated, 28-21. Eagleville is leading Middle Tennessee Christian School at halftime, 48-0. Laverne and Siegel are tied at half. A real struggle there for both of those teams, 7-7 at half. And here at Smyrna, it's the Bulldogs 28, Oakland 14. And we're going to take a break. We're going to return it to Tyler Shepard at the station for a couple of words from our sponsors. And we'll be back with a look at the Ideas Tees primetime sports calendar as we continue here at halftime. 28-14, Smyrna leads Oakland. We'll be right back.
He dances like no one can. Little Caesar man, how low can you go?
How low can we go? Try a large one-topping pizza for the low, low price of $5. That's a large one-topping pizza for just $5. Get dinner at Little Caesars and you'll never be in limbo again.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and on Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car?
Woo!
You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
The time is now. Bob's Auction. The time is now.
Quiet country living at this Bell Buckle Auction at 799 Liberty Pike. Again, this Bell Buckle Auction will be Saturday, October 22nd. If you've always dreamed of living off in the country, this is your chance. Auction Saturday, October 22nd.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. And State Farm, of course, sponsoring our prep sports each and every Friday night. And Ideas T sponsoring our halftime show. And on our primetime sports calendar, we'll talk a little bit about Friday Night Feats. That's a video contest from State Farm that honors big moments in high school football, a total of $160,000. And prize money will be awarded to schools across the U.S. and parts of Canada to use however they'd like. A new football field, books, classroom supplies, you name it, you can do it. Just submit your video of a great football play and encourage your community to vote it to victory. Go to FridayNightFeats.com for more information. Rafferty, I have a great football play in history. The greatest run in Riverdale history that didn't score a touchdown. Donnie Johnson, 1970. What year was it? 1974.
This is true.
I'm going to submit it, but I don't think they
have it on video.
I don't think they have any audio on it. No, that's the problem. Oakland High School's electronic media program is in the process of filming a documentary on the history of the Battle of the Borough. If you know someone that they need to talk to and or interview, please email Derek Grimes or call him at 562-7820. That documentary will be available around Thanksgiving, and we'll talk with Derek and others throughout the rest of the football season as we go on.
And we had him on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner just about a week or two ago. Speaking of that, we'll have the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner and Cougar Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant at the corner of Las Casas, Northfield, and Rutherford next to the Food Line. That's tomorrow morning. It all begins at 9 a.m. and Cougar Corner to be followed at 11 right here on WGNS. And we'll have the IDIS T's Primetime Sports from Paleo's Grill. We'll broadcast for an hour Monday night from 6 to 7, just before Rick Stockstill Live. And you can join me, Brian Barrett, and Donnie Johnson, along with D&J Prep Editor Tom Crager. Rafferty Clary will be working the board that night, I guess, if he's back from Kingsport. And if you've missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, don't forget we're broadcasting each night and or each game and coaches show for high school and MTSU sports this season. All you got to do is just log on to WGNSradio.com and click on podcast. The high school game podcasts are sponsored by Sir Pizza. We'll also bring you the post-game replays. And coming up next Friday, Rafferty and I and Brian will be at Independence for the Siegel Independence game. That'll be next Friday night. And Donnie will rejoin us on October 27th for the Smyrna Siegel game. And on Friday, the 28th, Oakland and Riverdale, the Battle of Borough, this year's version of the Battle of the Borough. Tonight's IDST's halftime show has been brought to you in part by Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from O'Charley's. Palmer Jones and the staff are proud to support all Rutherford County sports teams. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. If you're a customer, thanks for your support. And if not, the Jones family invites you to give them a try. Family owned and operated since 1971, Jones Car Wash. Better service, better wash, right price. And I have, I think, one more thing here to mention. Yeah, I've got a couple more announcements before we break. The Siegel High School softball team's having a pasta dinner and silent auction before the last game on Thursday, October 27th. It'll be held in the school cafeteria from 5 to 7. You can come and eat before attending Siegel football team's final home game or stay for the silent auction and do a little Christmas shopping. Tickets are $5 each. It includes one choice of pasta, salad, bread, dessert, and a drink. If you need tickets, please contact Scarlett Herbert at 427-3314. And Riverdale Baseball is having a spaghetti supper on Friday, October 21st. It'll be held from 5:30 to 7, just before the game with Cookeville. The cost is only $5. You see any baseball parent or contact Coach Barry Messer for tickets or information. And that's going to do it for the IDIS T's halftime show. We'll be back with some scores. Brian Barrett and Donnie Johnson will have the second half action. And as the Smyrna High School Band plays Love Me Tender by the King, Elvis Presley, this is John Dinkins. Stay tuned for the second half. It's Smyrna 28, Oakland 14.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, Home Theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from two.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro.
on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS. Brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Don't forget, tune in Monday night at 6 for the Ideas Tees primetime sports scene. Broadcasting again live from Paleo's Grill, back at our broadcast center at Paleo's Grill. We did enjoy our time over at the MTSU Baseball Fish Fry and Cajun Gumbo last Monday, but back at Paleo's on this coming Monday. Local college pro football talk every Monday at 6 on WGNS, IDST's primetime sports scene. As we mentioned earlier in this game, the Oakland Patriots won the toss. They deferred to the second half, and they trailed 28-14 to the Smyrna Bulldogs. And big opportunity here in the second half for the Oakland Patriots if they can score on this drive, make a new ball game of it. Running down that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Laverne and Siegel tied at 7. Laverne had just over 100 yards in offense in the first half. Siegel only 69 there in the first half of play. And they are now underway at Siegel High School for homecoming in the third quarter. So there you go. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 48-0, Eagleville over the Christian School. That one in the third as well. And as toe meets leather, we're ready here for the second half. High bounce picked up by Oakland's Devontae Swader. Swader up the gut. He's breaking a tackle, breaking another. He's across the 30 to the 35-40. Ball fumbled. It's picked up. Coming this way with it is Wayne Jones for the Smyrna Bulldogs. My gosh, a lot happened on that. Big return, then lost the football, trying to make a little extra something out of it. And now Smyrna is going to have the football at the 40-yard line.
That was unbelievable. He got it almost out the midfield. I thought if he broke to the left, he might score. This thing you know, the ball pops out. Smyrna has it, and now they've got the ball on the Patriot 35.
Another turnover for Oakland. That's two on the night. Smyrna has turned it over themselves once. So there goes that theory of having the ball in the second half. First and 10 from the Oakland 34. Around the left side is Brad Wilson. Wilson hit at the 31-yard line for a 3-yard gain. And Chesterfield made the tackle for the Oakland Patriots. Boy, Donnie, that can be dejecting, can it not?
Boy, it can. You can tell the Patriots, they just need to stiffen that lip and, try to keep them out of the end zone and get the ball back. Just forget about that.
Do have a score update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and 48-7, Eagleville defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School. That is a final, 48-7. The Eagleville Eagles are 8-0.
Wow.
I guess 9-0. They've got an off week. No, they're 8-0. They were off this past week. Pitch back. It's to Mario Thompson. Thompson tries the edge. Nothing there. Yanked down at the 30-yard line.
I think he'll get
now a flag.
Yeah, either a horse collar or a face mask there, Brian. And so they're going to call that every time.
That is – it came in really late. The official right beside of it must not have been looking. The back official is the one who threw it. Horse collar, personal foul against the Oakland Patriots. Boy, that's a biggie. So they're going to mark that off from the 30. And the official keeps walking. There's 5 yards. There's 10. And he's still marking it off to the 15-yard line. I guess Oakland's defense thought if they stood
they
there, he'd stop.
Yeah, they almost made a stop there.
So it's a first bank, first down, first and 10 from the 15 of Oakland for the Bulldogs after the Oakland turnover. Backfield in the eye. Shelton back to pass, lofting it for the end zone, and it is dropped by Wayne Jones. He came up with the pick a minute ago, couldn't come up with the six there, and defended pretty well by Oakland's William Butler.
Yeah, Butler did a good job back there. Shelton laid the ball out there beautifully. I thought it was going to be a completion, but just couldn't quite maintain possession.
Well, he has got a pretty pass, pretty loft on that ball when he throws it. High backfield, and Thompson gets it, wrapped up at the 14-yard line, picked up a yard. Wayne Newman, or Peter Newman, rather, made the tackle. And it'll bring up a second down, make that third down, and 9 yards to go. Patriots got the ball to start this second half. Fumbled the ball away after a great kickoff return. And now sets up Smyrna in a third and 9 from the Oakland 14. Back to pass Shelton, looking far side. Wide open is Hathaway. He cut inside instead of outside, it looked like there. Maybe some miscommunication.
Yeah, a little bit of a collision there, but I think it just uncatchable. So it was a non-factor, and they are going to have, it looks like, Brian, a field goal attempt. Let's see here, be about 32 yards.
So it's going to be Marshall Burkett to attempt his seventh field goal of the year. This one from 32 yards out to extend the Smyrna lead. The snap, set, all good. The kick is away, and I don't think so. Just got in the uprights on the left side. Just snuck across, and it is good. From 32 out, Marshall Burkett tacks on the tray, and your new score, 31-14, Bulldogs over the Pats.
And this is Amanda at Animal City inviting you to come check out our ever-changing group of adoptable pets, ranging from the feathered to the furred to the scaled. This is Amanda inviting you to Animal City to come and visit with some of our unique pets, like our hedgehogs, sugar gliders, and don't forget to meet Lily. While you're here at Animal City, don't forget to check out the captivating faces in our reptile department. This is Amanda inviting your family to come do business with our family. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Come taste the Paleo's difference. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights, offering made-from-scratch entrees like shrimp and grits, a Charleston favorite, steak Tuscany, hickory grilled salmon, chicken parmesan, turkey and dressing, just to name a few. Paleo's Grill, featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and southern comforts, also offers a wonderful kids menu and call-ahead seating. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad. Come taste the difference. Always fresh, always delicious.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Mart Construction, time of the drive, a 32-yard field goal, 2 minutes, 19 seconds, 4 plays. State Mart Construction, if you have the perfect lot, State Mart Construction can build you the perfect home. 904-9639, and an update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Eagleville, a final over Middle Tennessee Christian, 48-7.
Onside kick popped up high. may have just been a pooch kick, but either way, it's going to be recovered by the Oakland Patriots. And I believe that was T.J. Brown.
Yeah, I think they were trying to drop it right there in no man's land, but he didn't get quite enough on it, and the guy that's on the front line caught it. And now Oakland's got the ball in good field position here, Brian.
They have it at their own 43-yard line. First and 10. If you're a Patriot fan, it's time to go to work. Near side, bouncing out is Fred Wade, and now dives across the 45 to the 46-yard line for a 2-yard pickup. Rafferty Cleary is walking the sidelines for us and has an intersource sideline report.
Thank you, Brian. Well, on that last moment of possession, you know, the coaches didn't seem too thrilled about not getting in the end zone for a touchdown, but they'll have to settle for three. It sort of makes up for that kickoff return right before the first half ended. We'll throw it back up to you all.
Trying to keep that lead padded here. Second down for the Oakland Patriots, and about eight to go. Far side receiver is Gaines. Near side, it's Rhodes. The pitch goes back, and nowhere to go for Fred Wade. Looks like he may have slipped, lost about 4 yards.
Well, Brandon Hathaway did a great job there at that defensive end position to turn him inside and make the stop. He did slip a little bit, but he had nowhere to go.
Third down and 12 now. Purple and gold wanting to stop here to get this football back. Siegel Laverne in the second half. And the only other game we've been keeping an eye on tonight, Eagleville and Middle Tennessee Christian School, that one is over. Fake. Now Lyons running for his life. And one broken tackle and not the next one. He gets to the 40 before he's hammered. So lost another half a yard. And the tackle by Brandon Hathaway.
Yeah, that was Lyons is a tough kid. He shrugged off a couple of the first two guys to hit him, but not the third one, Hathaway. He put his helmet right between the numbers and drilled him backwards.
So P.J. Whitaker is going to stand back between his 20 and 25-yard line for Vincennes, who has been booming him tonight. Pass rush, and it's blocked. Picked up by the Bulldogs, and they're ambling in. It's Wayne Jones, touchdown, Bulldogs.
Well, number six there, make that number eight for the Bulldogs. He got in there to block the punt. That was Trey Malone. He stretched out that six-foot-two frame and freed up the ball for the touchdown.
T-Ray Malone with the block. Wayne Jones takes it to the house. Big touchdown by the Bulldogs. And Smyrna has taken a 37-14 lead with the extra point upcoming. Marshall Burkett, 4 point. After that Toots touchdown, Toots good food and fun. On Broad at Medical Center, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Snap set. The kick is away. It is up, and it is good. Your new score, 38-14, Bulldogs, 7:22 left in the third on State Farm Prep Football.
The month of October and November is a perfect time to get your trees and shrubbery planted. This is Lester Martin here at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demason's. For the month of October, if you buy two or more trees totaling $100 in value or more, plus delivery, we will plant them for you for free. Don't forget to stop by Martin's here and pick out pumpkins and gourds. Martin's has a wonderful selection. Martin's, where beauty and quality meet, on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Hi, I'm Doran Clayton with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us through Auto Owners Insurance and we'll save you money. That's right, with Auto Owners Multiple Policy Discount, when you insure both your car and home, we'll save you time and money by consolidating all of your insurance need with the No Problem Company, Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064 or come by our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS tonight, brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Kickoff by Marshall Burkett. Chesterfield at the 10, 15, 20. Cuts back outside, 25, breaks another tackle to the 30-yard line and then dives to the 32. And that's where the Oakland Patriots will start this series. And, Donnie, you have to think a little shell shock here for the Oakland Patriots.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever got over that that fumble on the kickoff. And Smyrna got the ball back, of course, and then had that touchdown there. So, yeah, they just got to regroup here and get a drive going and get a touchdown, preferably, if not at least three, and try to work themselves back into this game and have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter.
We've seen a little bit of everything in this game, a 99-yard kickoff return, block punt for a touchdown. Lions gives it up to Fredarius Wade, and the play blown dead after a short gain. Downstairs, an Intersource sideline report with Rafferty Cleary.
Thank you, Brian. Well, the Myrna special teams is really bailing them out. They had the strip ball off the kickoff early, at the very start of this second half, and then just now the block punt return for a touchdown. It's really helping them out. And then the defensive line for Smyrna is absolutely overwhelming this Oakland offensive line. So let's see if that makes a difference here in the second half. Back up to you all.
Well, Darius Gaines, receiver to the near side. Handoff goes to Wade. Wade waits on a block. Doesn't get it. Ekes out a couple of yards, but that's going to be about it. Brings up third down and seven. Well, the battle of the trenches right now being won by the Smyrna Bulldogs, isn't it, Donnie?
It is. Definitely have got the edge right now. For a while there in the first half, you thought Oakland was beginning to get a groove and get some good surge off the line and open up some creases. But Smyrna, in this must-win situation, seems to be playing with a little more intensity, you know, a little more excitement and enthusiasm, and we'll see what happens.
Locklear and Rhodes out far side, looking for the pass from Lyons, and it's low, incomplete. Intended for Locklear, and it would have been a first down.
Lyons is down, Brian. He was getting pressured by two or three defenders there by the Bulldogs, but he's getting up.
He's a tough kid, but he is taking a licking tonight. Looks like he's favoring his right hip.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next.
Bulldogs bring pressure again. And this one high and not a lot under it. But it does take an Oakland bounce and roll to the 39-yard line. So a punt of 32 yards. And, Donnie, that was with about a 10-yard roll right there. Kind of shanked it. And, gosh, I don't know if I wouldn't be anticipating as Smyrna came in there again. They've blocked one punt already.
Yeah, they've gotten great pressure on the punter all night long. Like you say, they just blocked one for a touchdown a few minutes ago. But
it's got to be in the back of your mind, you think.
It really does. And, you know, it's a lonely feeling back there when you're the punter and you got some guys barreling down on you. It's not the easiest job in the world to do.
Got to have some protection. And so far it hasn't been there. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Shelton with the handoff to Thompson, and not much room there for him. Going to lose a yard. Second down and 11. 5:14 and rolling here in the third quarter of play. Bulldogs leading the Patriots 38-14. It's 28-14 at half. So Smyrna has tacked on 10 unanswered here in the third. Two wide outs for the Bulldogs. Lone back. Tight end in motion. That's T. Ray Malone to the left. And Shelton in trouble and sacked. And that was Edwin Locklear.
Yeah, great play by Locklear. Somebody missed assignment or something, but Shelton was going to bootleg out to the right, and he turned around, and there was Locklear to greet him.
Well, they faked the extra or the tight end there on the far side, as if that play may be going that direction. So he was playing on the weak side, and he got Locklear just shot right in there. Third and 20 now with the loss. So this possession is going the opposite way for the Bulldogs. Third and 20 from their 30. And in trouble, Shelton gets out of it again. Throws on the run, incomplete. And now the flag. It's going to be intentional grounding. I don't think he ever got across the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I think the ball never got across the line of scrimmage, Brian. You're right, because he had rolled outside the pocket. But they threw the flag. I'm sure that's what it's going to be.
Oakland brings in a lot of new personnel. There are probably 25 Oakland Patriots on the field right now. Let's get the call.
Shelton did a good job to avoid the sack. He was surrounded, and he popped out, but flung it to the sidelines. But I don't.
It is grounding against Smyrna. So fourth down, and, well.
Gee whiz. Forever.
35.
I don't have
33.
Enough. I don't have enough toes to count that many.
33.
Thanks, John.
Well.
Did you use Donnie's toes to count that?
No, I had a night off.
Oh, I got you. Come back refreshed.
Yes.
Fourth and 33. So Oakland going to get pretty decent field position. And this is not a very good kick. Oakland brought pressure this time. Burkett gets it off, and it is going to take a roll down to the 44-yard line, a 43-yard punt.
He came out smelling like a rose on that, Brian, with that excellent roll he got after he hit the ground. But Patriots still have the ball in good field position at their, what, 44?
Yeah, it's Smyrna wants to force them into another three and out. But if you're Oakland, it's kind of go time right now, Donnie. You've got to go, I guess.
Yeah, they've got to start converting these possessions into some points, or it's going to be too late.
Lions looking downfield, zips it complete to the 45-yard line of Smyrna to Edwin Locklear. Tried to do that for a first down a minute ago. That's enough for a 12-yard pickup and a first bank first down.
Well, that's Locklear's first completion or reception, and that's only the second pass completion for Lions all night long. He's only thrown the ball six times.
Coming into the game, Locklear was 8 catches, 167 yards. First bank, first down, makes it first and 10 for Oakland from the 44. Lions fakes the handoff and keeps it himself. And, boy, the Bulldog defense snuffed that one out. Brandon Hathaway. Boy, he's been playing like a monster here in the second half.
He has been absolutely a monster, Brian, on the defensive side of the ball, and he got great penetration and just slung the quarterback down for a loss.
Lions lost a yard officially, 2 yards, second and 12. Lions out of the pocket, has the ball batted down. And I believe that was Dexter Hunt who got in there. And Deshaun Williams, number 59, putting pressure on Jihad Lyons, making it third and 12 now for Oakland from the Smyrna 46. The Oakland offense has struggled tonight, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it really has. Of course, part of that's been the Smyrna defense and their tremendous effort. But it's been a tough night for the offense so far.
Two wides to the far side. Chesterfield split to the right. Now is out there as a receiver. And incomplete. Overthrew by about 10 yards. And P.J. Whitaker almost had the pick 'em right there at the 30.
Yeah, that ball just sailed on him and overthrew everybody. And like you say, the Smyrna defensive back almost able to get his hands under the ball for the interception. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't go for it.
Siegel,
like they are.
They are going to go for it on the 4th and 12. New score, Siegel 14, Laverne 7. Siegel scores 14-7, 8:43 left in the third. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Now 21-7. They scored again. Lions on the fourth and long. Zips one right at the sticks. It's complete. And who is that Oakland Patriot? I believe that is William Butler.
Man,
no, it's not. It's Swader.
It's Swader, Devontae Swader, the senior receiver, only 5'7". Man, he leaped in the air and remarkable catch. Great pass by Lions. That was huge.
So that's a first bank, first down.
They're going to measure, it looks like. But I think they got it, Brian.
Well, it looked like it to me. They stretched the chains. Hope I wasn't too premature.
Oh my.
No, they didn't. Smyrna holds. By the hair of their chinny chin chin.
Boy, Coach McDaniels is not a happy camper, and I don't blame him.
Well, that's a judgment call there, but I thought for sure he had that. But it all depends on the spot. Not going to get it. Rafferty Cleary downstairs with an Intersource sideline report. Pretty close call there, Rafferty.
Yeah, it was a pretty close call. I'm with you, Brian. I thought he got the first down from the get-go. Apparently not, though. So let's see what Smyrna can do right here. A score here is devastating for Oakland.
You got that right. Oakland really needs the football back, but Smyrna wants to march this downfield. Put a little icing on the cake. Still a lot of football left to play. Shelton, pass out near side to Dominique Bell. Bell wrapped up at the 40. 5-yard completion on the first and 10 to make it second and 5. Devontae Swader with the tackle.
Well, what a great open field tackle by Swader, because if he doesn't make that play, he scores a touchdown.
And it was in that Siegel-Laverne game, Siegel scored 2 in a matter of seconds. In less than a minute, they scored 2 touchdowns to break a 7-7 stalemate to take a 2-touchdown lead on homecoming night. Pitch back over to Thompson. Thompson dances to the line of scrimmage. Going to eke out another yard and a half. And Justin Barrett made the tackle for Oakland. Third down, 2 yards to go. Clock winding down here in the third. Third down and 2 coming up. Bulldogs lead the Pats 38-14. Bulldogs break the huddle. Shelton talks to his fullback and tailback. In at fullback is Murphy. Whitaker's in motion. Pitch goes over to Williams. He bobbles it and has to just fall on it. It's going to be a loss of about 3-4 yards and brings up a fourth down. Patriots bringing a little pressure on this series, Donnie.
Yeah, they did a good job of the defense, and just when he tossed it out, he dropped it. But he pounced on it to avoid the turnover, but they're going to have to punt it away.
Donnie, the Oakland defense has played pretty well, really. The block punt was really their fault, and they held them to a field goal, so they actually played pretty well.
They have. They really have. It certainly hasn't been they're not going to be the sole reason if they go down tonight.
Burkett with a nice punt, fielded by Swader at the 24. Swader takes it to the 35-yard line, and that's where the Oakland Patriots will start this series. 43-yard punt, only 19.8 left here in the third. The Siegel-Laverne game is in the fourth.
We've got an injured player there, Brian, for the Bulldogs. Don't know who it is, but he appears to be in some pain.
Well, you know, since we're looking at injuries, for over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. They're treating someone right now. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
It's Dr. Timothy Steinagle going out, and while the injured Bulldog is being attended to on the field, we'll take an injury timeout with 19.8 left here in the third. 38-14, Bulldogs lead the Patriots.
Looking for some adventure this fall? Adventure starts now at Bud's Tire Pros. Through October 31st, you'll receive a $50 prepaid Visa debit card after a mail-in rebate when you buy any set of 4 new qualifying BF Goodrich brand tires. You'll also have the opportunity to register to win your choice of a four-wheeler, a dirt bike, or a wave runner. Visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in the borough, or online at budstirepros.tn.com.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal,
to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe Son and Grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care. Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
The injured Bulldog coming off the field is either Jamarcus Hughes or Curtis Jones. I'm having trouble seeing the number. It's all crinkled up there as they help him off the field. And it's Jihad Lyons on the first and 10, passing out far side 40, 45 at the sticks for the first down, right at the 47-yard line. The injured Bulldog was Curtis Jones, by the way. First bank, first down for the Oakland Patriots. 10-yard pickup. 10 seconds left here in the third. This is going to be the last play, it looks like. Lyons with 5 seconds. Is he going to get the play off? With three, with two, he does. Last play of the quarter. Lyons in some trouble, flips it out, and incomplete, intended for Chesterfield. Threw a great pass right at the 50-yard line, but he drops it, incomplete. Second and 10 when we come back for the fourth quarter. Bulldogs lead the Patriots 38-14.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Second and 10 for the Oakland Patriots. We've swapped sides of the field, moving left to right now. Lyons flushed out of the pocket. Pass too high, incomplete for a wide open Trey Swader for the first down.
Well, he was wide open. He had about 10 yards on either side of him, and the Smyrna defensive backs are talking to one another because obviously somebody missed their assignment because he was about as wide open as you can get.
A good pressure up front by Smyrna, which is why Lyons had to throw against his body and kind of hard to make that throw.
Third and 10. Lyons rolling out to the far side. Flings one way downfield, and the catch is not made, incomplete to Ladarius Gaines. And well, one could have been six.
Yeah, really no excuse for that, Brian. Lyons laid it out there perfectly. He turned around, and he just dropped it right off his hands. Tough break for the Patriots.
Fourth down and 10 yards to go. And I don't know
they're
if Oakland.
They're going to go for it, and they might as well.
Yeah, Lyons is out there. Fourth and 10, two drop passes on this series.
Yeah, that was a huge drop there.
Fourth and 10 from their own 47. Lyons flings one down, wide open, downfield. The catch is made by Ladarius Gaines. Same play, results different this time. And it's complete down to the 17-yard line, a 30-yard strike.
Well, he was very open, and a nice pass by Lyons. Huge first down.
I love that play. They went right back to the guy that dropped the ball on the previous play and went right back to it.
Smyrna calls a timeout to talk about it defensively. It's first and 10 for the Patriots from the Bulldog 17 when we come back on State Farm Prep Football.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Fresh air delivered to your door. Home delivery and setup now available throughout Middle Tennessee. That's just one benefit of trusting Reeves Sane with your respiratory care. Speak to our licensed therapist about our respiratory services and equipment like sleep apnea machines, masks, and supplies. With a range of healthcare solutions and an unwavering commitment to personal service, we're always looking for new ways to help you feel your best. Visit us at 1801 Memorial Boulevard and let us know what you need. We'll put a little Reeves Sane on it.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Siegel leads the Burn 21-7. It's 28-14 Smyrna over Oakland here. Eagle leads Middle Tennessee Christian, or won that game, 48-7. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Here it's 38-14. Smyrna leading the Patriots. Smyrna, or rather Oakland, with a first and 10 from the Smyrna 17. Pass out near side. Caught to Trey Swader. Swader going to be out of bounds right around the 11-yard line. Picked up six.
Well, great catch, but even a better play by Lyons. He was hit right as he threw the ball and laid it right on the money.
Second down at the Bulldog 11-yard
line. Lyons with the second down, four to go. Late shovel pass over to Chesterfield. 10-5, turn spins, powers his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Pats! From 11.
It looks like there may be a flag. There is a flag on the play. A nice option play there by Lyons.
I believe it was a horse collar on Chesterfield.
Yeah,
though,
I think you're right. There was a horse collar, and he broke away from it and got into the touch into the end zone. Well, no.
Fans are applauding, though.
That's yeah, it looks like so much for that.
It's a 10-yard penalty. Rafferty, did you hear what that was?
Yeah, Brian, I believe they called holding right there on Oakland, what the announcer just said. I wasn't sure what it was. I was with John there. Horse collar is what I thought it was, but apparently they've called a holding on Oakland, and it'll back them up. Big mistake there.
Holding for Oakland makes it second down and nine back at the 16-yard line. So wipe off the touchdown. And Lyons rolls out here near side. Pass is too high, incomplete for Locklear, who had beaten his defender.
Well, they have, yeah.
Another flag, too.
Yeah, I'm thinking that may be roughing the passer.
Well, that could be a huge penalty. It is.
Yep, it is that, Brian. And
personal foul against the Bulldogs, so that'll give Oakland 15 yards this way and a first down. So that's going to put Oakland at the, what, about the seven-yard line? We'll see as the official marks it off.
I think the rusher had left his feet and came down uncontrollably, hitting Lyons after he had released the ball.
Ball is at the 8-yard line. So the Patriots here knocking on the door. 11:05 left, first and goal from the 8. Had one called back for a holding penalty. There's still considerable discussion going on here with the officials. The head official, Jihad Lyons, comes over to help him out.
I thought that was an automatic first down, but I guess not.
Well, it's going to be second and one. Second and one, not enough yardage there. From the spot of the foul, Lyons is going to roll out far side, and he's going to take a leap in to the end zone. Touchdown. Had to wait. Touchdown, Lyons. Scampers in from 8 yards out.
Nice little bootleg to the left, and he went in there untouched. Nice play for the Patriots.
That's a Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun here in Rutherford County, two in Murfreesboro, one here in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Open late after the game tonight for a great after-game snack. 38-20, your new score. Just under 11. Oakland going to go for two here. Lyons with the hard count. Fakes the handoff, and here is Lyons. He's going to tuck it and run. Does he get in? Does he cross the plane? Yes, he does. Two-point conversion is good. Patriots get 8 points on that drive, and your new score, 38-22, Smyrna leading the Oakland Patriots. Still a world of time left, 10:58 in the fourth. Stay with us.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
This is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard, right behind the Green Bank and beside Fuji's. My granddad taught me early on, you just treat people like you want to be treated, and people will keep opening up your door. We're going to make sure you get a quality product. We're going to make sure that you get great service. That's just been the way we've always done business. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Steve Martin Construction, time of the drive, 7 plays, a minute 42, 63 yards for Oakland, and an onside kick as they cut it to 38-22.
And the catch is made by Lorenzo Williams at the 35-yard line. Donnie, that one really never went, got down. To bounce, yeah, to make it a jump ball.
They've thrown a flag, and Oakland looks a little perturbed. I think he called a fair catch, but then tried to return it, and that might be the call, or who knows.
Well, they did blow the whistle to stop that, so the officials are in a deep conference.
A deep conference.
You have a few of those, don't you?
Yes.
Steve Martin Construction, time of the drive. It's brought to you by Steve Martin Construction. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, 904-9639.
Delay of game.
I guess that would be trying to return it after calling a fair catch.
So that makes it first and 10 from the 32-yard line for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Smyrna's got to be thinking, let's grind out some first downs here and roll some clock.
Definitely.
38-22 is your score. Smyrna leading Oakland. Coming near side. And, gosh, nothing there for the fullback Murphy. Takedown by Michael Smith. It'll bring up a second down and 10 yards to go. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Oakland has come out with a little extra oomph here. Backs against the wall. 16-point lead for the Bulldogs with 10:25 and counting here left in the game. Shelton under center. Eye backfield. Two slot backs here to their slot receivers to the near side. And it's Thompson. Thompson just refuses to go down and gets an extra 3 yards out of it. Just by carrying defender Edwin Locklear up the field.
Yeah, and there's a flag on the play. I think they may have grabbed his face mask or something while he was driving those legs. We're about to find out. But Thompson's one of the hardest running backs in this area.
Joe Shelton thinks it's against Oakland. Here's the official. Comes over to tell us a face mask against Oakland. It's not the personal foul face mask. It's a 5-yarder. But it is enough for the first down. First bank, first down. Ball at the 49-yard line. Don't forget, Prentice also Heating and Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning. Cedar Bucket Restaurant, 9 until 11, with Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30. Shelton with a new set of downs. Passes, and it's complete to Murphy. Murphy across midfield and now to the 45-yard line. Picks up 11 yards and keeps the chains moving before Edwin Locklear made the tackle. Fullback out of the backfield making the catch.
Yeah, those are always tough to defend. You got the fullback coming out of the backfield into the flat, and someone didn't pick him up. Nice play.
First and 10. Shelton sets him down. Backfield in the eye with Murphy and Thompson back there. Two receivers near side moving right to left. And right up the gut, Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo 40, 30. I don't think they're going to catch him at the 20, 15, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Wow, another quick hitter that's been working all night long for the Bulldogs. This time it got pay dirt.
44 yards for the score. Bulldog touchdown. Well, that may be a backbreaker.
Well, that gives Lorenzo 100 yards on 7 carries for the night. And, yeah, Brian, that just might have broken their backs, if Toots, not their hearts.
Well, probably both. Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun. Open late tonight after the game on Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. It's Burkett for point. It is up and good. Your new score, Smyrna 45, Oakland 22, 9:12 left in the game. Back with more State Farm Prep football after this.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The nice game brought to you by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
Squib kick picked up by Locklear at the 25 to the 30, 35, and stopped about the 36-yard line. Downstairs, speaking of Intersource, an Intersource sideline report, Rafferty Cleary on the sidelines tonight.
Thank you, Brian. Well, that touchdown right there by Lorenzo Williams probably put the nail in the coffin there for Smyrna. Oakland just haven't had much going for them tonight, but really what amazes me is the capability of these running backs for Smyrna. And at 5'6", 190, they play like they're 6'2", 250.
It's a pass tipped from Lyons over far side, and I believe that was Oakland's Lorenzo Williams who got his big paw up there. No? Brian, it was actually Derek Hendrick, sorry.
Brian, for those that looking for some scores, Eagleville defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School 48-7. Siegel leads Laverne 21-7. Smyrna here leading Oakland 45-22. Riverdale over Blackman 28-21. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Lyons pitches back and gives it up to Chesterfield. Chesterfield going to be taken down at the 42-yard line, and it brings up a third and 5. Well, Oakland went for it on fourth down a few minutes ago. You have to think they're four downs every time they touch the ball, Donnie.
Yeah, no doubt about that. They have no choice but to go for it.
Locklear out there as a receiver. And flushed out of the pocket is Jihad Lyons, and he's going to run for the first down. He picks up 8 yards. Nice scamper there by Lyons. Really had nobody downfield. Smyrna had everybody covered very well, and he got loose before finally being taken down by DeMarcus St. Cloud for Smyrna. First bank, first down for Oakland. In Smyrna territory now at the 47. Whistles, flags. And this is almost always a procedure penalty.
There's three flags thrown there, Brian. I guess everybody saw it.
Pretty obvious there. Somebody on the Oakland line jumped a tad too soon. That's going to cost him 5 yards. And now it's first and 15. Ball back at their own 47-yard line. Make that 48. Lyons from the gun. Three-step drop. Has some time. Fires it over near side. It's going to be caught by Smyrna's T-Ray Malone. And he's going to scamper down the sidelines. And nobody's going to touch him. He's going to score.
Well, Lyons threw off his heels. And, you know, those are always dangerous passes. A wide pass to the sideline. And the defender broke on it perfectly for the touchdown.
52 yards. T-Ray Malone with the interception. Turns it into six big ones. Must have been, is there a flag on the play? Do you see a flag somewhere? They're going to call it back.
Well,
I don't think anybody up here knows either.
I don't have a clue.
I saw Smyrna stop pursuit, but didn't see the flag. Pitch over, and it's DeMario Thompson off the short pitch. And it'll be a loss of a yard there. Sack it down in 11. Clock rolling here at 7:36. Rafferty, did you happen to see what happened down there?
I believe he stepped out of bounds, Ronnie. I don't know if you hear it from up there, but as soon as he got that interception and took off, I heard a whistle, so I think he stepped out of bounds, and that's what happened.
I think he lost his balance at the time he caught it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hence no flag. Murphy on the carry to the 44-yard line.
Hence fourth.
That's right.
I like that. Hence.
St. Johnson. Third down for the Bulldogs.
Oh, we achieved sainthood.
Well, I may take that back. I think those
reaching such a lofty status.
Years of you and John running around in high school probably took that sainthood away, right?
Yeah, probably so.
Third and eight. Bulldogs moving right to left. Quick handoff to DeMario Thompson. DeMario tries the corner and gets it. Turns it upfield 40 and right around the sticks. Going to be close to the first down marker. We'll see where they put it down. Looks like from here he may just be shy. And I think they're going to measure. They are going to measure. It's going to be awfully close. They're playing a little music for the officials down there. First down. It is a first bank first down for the Bulldogs. They keep the possession. And they keep milking this clock too, Donnie. And it's getting too little too late, it looks like.
Yeah, it is.
For the Oakland Patriots.
It is. I can't tell you just how impressed I am with the Thompson kid. He's a very hard running back. And they've got a lot of weapons. And they keep the drive alive.
Shelton going to work from under center. High backfield, Murphy and Williams, I believe, lined up in the eye. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. And it is Williams. He goes far side, breaks one tackle, breaks two, stiff arms, and he's headed into the house. Touchdown, Bulldogs. This one will count from 36.
Man, what a run by Williams. And like you said, Brian, he great stiff arm to break free for the touchdown, 136 yards on 8 carries.
Bulldog touchdown. That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. with three Rutherford County locations. And Matt Rodell is in to kick the extra point. And they have been tag-teaming tonight, Rodell and Burkett. Rodell for point with 5:45, and Smyrna has just blown this one wide open. Snap, set, kick, it's up, and it splits the uprights. 52-22, your new score. Bulldogs on top. We'll be back with State Farm Prep Football after this.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. 52-22. Smyrna leads.
Burkett, the kickoff to Oakland's Fredarius Wade. And he's going to take it to the 36-yard line. On the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, a 2-yard touchdown run. Dylan James, they tack on the PAT. It's now 21-14. Siegel leading Smyrna with 2 minutes, 3 seconds left in the fourth. Laverne has recovered the onside kick with 2 minutes to go. So they are still in this one. Now then, Jalen Miller threw a pick to Trayton Harris in that game, so they give the ball back to the Siegel Stars. Running far side is Wade. Wade 45 to the 50 and crosses midfield to about the 49-yard line. And the Oakland Patriots in Smyrna territory. 5:26 left to go in this one. Harrison Reed attempted a 37-yard field goal for the Siegel Stars, and it was no good. So Laverne takes over. They've got 59 seconds left in the game, trailing by a touchdown. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. A little look in there on the game. Fred Wade gets caught in the backfield and is going to be dumped for a loss of a yard.
Well, they've run the ball twice here, so obviously they realize that they aren't going to be able to pull this one off out this late in the game, probably with that many points. And, you know, you just want to kind of get out of here now and don't have any injuries and regroup and bounce back next week.
Oakland Patriots. Well, everybody. Oakland Patriots will be off next week, by the way. This is their ninth game of the year. They will have their open week before the Riverdale game. Fredarius Wade, 45, 40. He's at the 35, 30, and wrestled down at the 29-yard line. Nice pickup for him before being taken down. And it's a first bank, first down for Oakland High School.
Yeah, he's having a good night, Brian. 13 carries, 83 yards.
Try to find my schedule here for next week.
And if you get, he's just a sophomore.
That's very true. They've got a lot of young talent.
They really do.
At Oakland High School. First bank, first down, makes it first and 10 from the 28. Lions to Wade. Wade 25 to the 20, and he picks up 8 yards. It's Blackman at Brentwood. Laverne will host CAK out of East Tennessee. Oakland again is open. Riverdale hosting Cookeville. Smyrna goes to Ravenwood, and we saw Ravenwood last week, Donnie, so you have to think this was a big win, and they would be highly favored in that game next week, even though it's at Ravenwood, and the season's going to come down to the Smyrna-Siegel game for them on a Thursday night in 2 weeks. Wade is going to get the first down, picks up 3 yards, needed but two. Eagleville Huntland and the Christian school is at Mount Juliet Christian. So big week. Siegel at Independence, and we'll have that broadcast from Independence next Friday night. It is a first down, by the way. Gosh, Smyrna, this was a huge game for the Bulldogs.
It is. And did you say they had Ravenwood?
Yes.
Well, then, like you said, that's probably a win. And then, like you say, that Siegel-Smyrna game is shaping up to be a huge game, particularly for the Bulldogs.
Well, absolutely. Oakland gives the ball to T.J. Brown. Brown with a short gain. Clock rolling at 2:48. Oakland with the loss will drop to 6-3 and 2-2 in the district. And Blackman is 6-2, 2-2 in the district. If Siegel hangs on, they'll be 6-2 and 2-2 in the district. So it's not a broken record there. And a big hit on Wade.
Guess who?
He was waylaid. Who was that, Mr. Hathaway?
That was Mr. Hathaway. I tell you what, he is an absolutely ferocious hitter. He gets his money's worth every time he comes out on the field. He's a he's 6 feet, 190 pound senior, and man, does he lower the boom on the opposition.
Keenan Newman picked off a Laverne quarterback. Jalen Miller passed with 20 seconds to go, and the game is final. Siegel a winner, 21-14 over Laverne tonight. 21-14, Siegel a winner. Short gainer for Wade on the third and six. That makes it fourth and about four, so he picked up two. Laverne going to drop to 2-6 and 0-4 in the district. And Siegel, 6-2, 2-2. So everything is shaping up interestingly, but what this does, it puts Riverdale in a very good spot, Donnie, because they're 8-0 and everybody else behind them has at least two losses overall.
Yeah, they pretty well have clinched, the
at worst, a tie.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And they'd have to lose to Cookeville next week, which I don't think will happen. Penalty flags. It's a legal procedure against Oakland. So a lot to play for, and gosh, you're going to have a jumble. It's, looks like maybe 6-4 in the district, and it's going to come to head-to-head, looks like.
Yeah, it is, and like we were saying, that that last game for the Bulldogs going against the Siegel Stars, that's shaping up to be a very important game, and man, looks like we're going to have quite a few teams, Brian. This about as good as anybody. A lot of teams in the playoffs from our district, it looks like.
Oakland's going to go for it here on 4th and 8 in the final 34 seconds. Lions to Fredarius Wade, tries to bounce it outside, and nothing there for him. He's going to be driven back. So, Donnie, you have to think. We said at the beginning of the year that Riverdale may be a touch better than everybody else, and then you've got a lot of really good teams right behind them, and I think that's at least shaping up to be the case.
It is, and those really, really good teams right behind them on any given night can probably, play with anybody. And it looks like Oakland, they had a kind of a rough night tonight, but the Bulldogs, like you say, they had the win, and they came out playing like they had the win, and they have won, or they're going to win. And, man, I tell you what, Smyrna, they just something about them. I would not want to face them in the playoffs if they make it.
Well, no. I mean, that evens their record at 4-4 with a win tonight, which we're about 23 seconds away from determining after DeMarcus St. Cloud comes off for the second time tonight. I don't know if he's fighting some type of cramps. It's a little cool for that, but it's the second time they've had to help him off the field this evening.
Yeah, it is. He's a gutsy ball player, and hopefully this isn't anything serious and whatnot. He's a senior and a linebacker and a running back and
kind of an all-around, all-purpose guy.
He is.
We've got one more play here, maybe two. Smyrna's going to take over and take a knee, I would suspect. Well, yeah, it's under 25 seconds, so a knee will do it. Victory formation for the Bulldogs, and there's the knee. And they're going to let the clock run out. And this is the Smyrna Bulldogs here on senior night, with their backs against the wall, have pulled out the victory over the Oakland Patriots. The final in tonight's contest, 52-22. Smyrna a winner, 52-22. A 20-point victory tonight for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Hang in there with us when we come back. We have got your Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show straight ahead, and then we've got Friday Night Thunder on the way as well. Stay with us as we continue with State Farm Prep Football.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
Oh, gosh, I know what that is.
Do you want to know what to do now?
Tell me, radio guy.
I'll tell you then. You take your car on down there to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. They can fix everything from your classic hot rod to Grandma's Buick.
This ain't Grandma's Buick.
Performance Transmissions can fix your transmission. They're on Memorial Boulevard, next door to O'Reilly's. See them online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
On country lanes and city streets, we smile and shake hands when we meet. First Banking, come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend. We're here to serve, and it's you we're thanking. There's a name for it, First Banking.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at GoPrimetimeSports.com, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, a recap of tonight's game, presented by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com. Now, back to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, standing by live for the Prentice Allsup Heating and